Well, I picked a very busy news week to be off last week with the state Supreme Court upholding the federal health care law and more. But now I know I will be brought up to date, and so can you, on the state reaction to the health care ruling, other top issues in state politics during this, our state capitol report. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, July 2nd. Every Monday at this time, we focus on issues involving state government and state politics and policies that affect you. And this week, our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, will have for us some of the reaction to that big health care decision from the U.S. Supreme Court and what it means for Wisconsin. We'll have some news about job numbers for Wisconsin. And we'll talk about whether or not changes might be in the works for Wisconsin's state retirement system, the pension plan for state employees. And we're going to welcome your questions for Sean at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
So we have a big study coming out today on the state retirement system?
We do. It was the budget said that by June 30th, the state's Department of Employee Trust Funds would do a study in conjunction with some other agencies, Department of Administration, Office of State Employment Relations, and it would look at, you know, various changes to the pension system and what that would do to the system. Including moving away for future participants from a defined benefit system like we have right now.
And so do we know how healthy Wisconsin's retirement system is?
According to Pew, which came out with the study of pension funds in all 50 states last week, Wisconsin is the only one that's fully funded. It was alone in that regard, 100% funded by the measures that they looked at. So compared to any other state, Wisconsin is doing pretty well right now.
Yeah. So why is the state looking at whether changes are needed?
It's the Republican lawmakers who put this in or approved this in the budget said that this is something that you got to be constantly doing, look at changes in the system or potential changes in the system to ensure the continued health of the system. Democrats are going to be skeptical of the motive. So Chuck Quirnbach with Wisconsin Public Radio caught up with the governor last week when he was talking about Wisconsin's pension system, both in Milwaukee and in Chicago. And I believe this was after the Pew report came out showing it was fully funded. The governor was asked, would you be open to changes to the pension system? Here's Governor Scott Walker.
For us, certainly we wouldn't change things for current participants in the system. The only question would be, are there any changes needed for the future to continue to keep it the best funded in the country? But we'll wait until that report comes out and look at what the options are.
And Chuck also spoke to Senate Democratic leader Mark Miller about what he thought might happen.
Without the ability of workers anymore to be able to negotiate what they're going to contribute and what the employer is going to contribute, it's very likely that unilaterally, the administration could say, well, we're not going to put so much into that fund and make it not so well funded. You know, that's what we've seen in the private sector, and we don't need to do that in the public sector.
And, one thing I forgot to mention with the Pew study, that was done before any of these changes in the budget repair bill and the budget were made last year. So, that was up through 2010 before Governor Walker took office. And in terms of this study that's coming out today, and they waited to release it to today because Saturday the 30th was, not a state business day. This could be potentially huge or, not so much, depending on what legislators do with it and what it says.
It is, though, against state law, if I'm understanding this correctly, for the benefits of retirees to be touched. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a retired teacher right now, for example, or a retired state worker right now, it won't affect you.
Yeah, but those who are not retired, it's possible that it's possible that the system could be changed to make it more like a 401k. Is that what's being looked at?
That's one of the options that they wanted to look at in the study, is whether you'd have more of an optional type system there in terms of how much you can put in, more like an annuity than a defined benefit system.
Yeah, and there's concern over that because there's some thought that maybe then it would be weaker, the benefits for future retirees would not be as strong.
Yeah, the thought is that one of the reasons it's a healthy system is because, well, in part because it's run by nonpartisan professionals. Also, though, it's you have required contributions. Everybody's paying in.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll have more on that, I'm sure, later today on our state news, and we'll follow up on that as well on this program, so that study will be, the pension study will be released today. Also today, Sean, the recount in that Racine Senate district is supposed to finish up.
Yeah, and this is the seat that Democrats, appear to have won in the recalls of this summer, of the four that were up. Democrat John Lehman, when the votes were counted, was up by around 800 ballots over Republican Van Wongard. Wongard requested a recount. That's been going on now, but with the ballots that had been recounted so far, the margin really hadn't changed too much. So it appears that John Lehman is likely going to, emerge as the victor from, that recount with a margin similar to the margin that he had on election night. The question then becomes whether Republicans are going to contest that any further in court. For example, they found a number of ballots where the people who voted didn't sign the poll list. And signing the poll list is a new requirement of the voter ID law that has not been blocked by a state court. The other, other requirements have. So when you go to vote, you don't have to show a photo ID, but you do have to sign this poll book. Poll workers in, these wards or in certain wards weren't telling people to sign the poll book. And so you had a number of people who didn't sign it. There's some question of whether Republicans would pursue in some type of a lawsuit blocking those votes or having those votes thrown out. If they don't, though, it looks like through the recount process, John Lehman is going to prevail. The Government Accountability Board has said that, not signing the poll book because poll workers didn't tell you to is not a sufficient reason to throw out the votes of these people.
Well, more on that. We'll keep following that as well. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, along with our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, talking about the latest news in state policy, state politics. Welcoming your questions for Sean at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up as our State Capitol Report continues, we'll talk about the state reaction to the health care ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the Affordable Care Act, and the Wisconsin reaction to that. And we'll also talk about how the candidates for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin are reacting to that decision. And again, welcoming your input as well. It's going to be a hot and sunny day today, a few clouds, a chance of rain, highs 85 to 95 degrees. Another chance of showers in northern Wisconsin tonight, and then tomorrow another partly sunny, hot and humid day. High temperature tomorrow ranging from the upper 80s in northern Wisconsin to 100 degrees in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you stay with us. Coming up after 7:30, Therese Brousseau, a Democratic state representative from Madison, will be our guest. She's planning to introduce a bill that would let the public, you, force a referendum to repeal individual laws. So we'll wonder if you think it's a good idea to change state law to allow you, as a voter, to change state law. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, we are getting a roundup of all the top state political news from Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. And Sean, big news last week when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Affordable Care Act, saying that it was constitutional, and now it's up to states to start implementing these exchanges, these health care exchanges, but Governor Walker is not in any rush to do that.
Yeah, he actually made comments to the press very shortly after the ruling. You know, it could have been within the hour, as I recall, of the ruling. You know, he came out and said that just because the court has said this law passes constitutional muster doesn't mean it's a good law. And he was asked, are you going to implement this, particularly these health care exchanges? And he said no, he was going to wait until after the November elections.
It doesn't do a whole lot of good if after November, if you've got a new Congress and potentially a new president who will seek to make dramatic changes. You already have one of the candidates saying, you know, his priority on day one is going to be repeal Obamacare. For us to put time and effort and resources into that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I think you're going to find a lot of other states like us around the country.
Can the governor put this off until after November?
The state agencies are under his control. So the deadlines for these healthcare exchanges are coming right up. The federal, you know, HHS.
Seems to me it was like mid-November, I think.
Yeah, they want to see that you have a plan in place by January. And then these health exchanges are set to, you know, be on the books and available for people to use. You know, and the idea is that you have your combined purchasing powers of individual and small businesses to shop around for health care prices or shop around for health insurance and to bring costs down. So that's coming right up. And Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who was actually one of the attorneys general who sued to overturn this law, was asked, are you going to advise the governor on this? And, you know, he said he's not going to advise the governor on what to do in terms of, you know, when to move forward with the law. But he did have this to say about, you know, whether the state has to implement it.
It has been upheld by the highest court in our land that this law is going to be able to proceed and move forward. And as the dictates of that law indicate that the state must do things, the state's going to have to do things under those timelines.
And again, you know, the timeline is coming up pretty quickly after the November election.
And I believe we do have Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen as our guest tomorrow morning. Not sure if it's after 7 or after 7:30. After 7:30. Thank you, Amanda Magnus. So J.B. Van Hollen will be with us after 7:30 tomorrow. And I believe we are going to be talking with a former secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services about Wisconsin and this new Affordable Health Care Act tomorrow after 7. And I believe we are talking with somebody who was there during Governor Doyle's administration, Sean. And I read that Governor Doyle says that his administration did a lot of work setting up these exchanges even before he left office. So maybe there's already a plan in place?
Well, he did some work. Yeah, he did work on it right away. Mm-hmm. And then when Governor Walker came into office, you know, right out of the gate, he was talking about moving forward with these health exchanges and having a free market exchange. And very enthusiastic comments about the idea, and he was moving forward with it for some time. And then, you know, at some point he pulled the plug. I mean, there's not a lot of room for nuance on the healthcare law in the Republican Party right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will again be talking more about that tomorrow during this hour, the Affordable Care Act and Wisconsin. And if you have a question about that, maybe you have a comment on whether or not you think Governor Walker is doing the right thing by postponing any implementation until after the November elections. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So other news last week, Sean, the job numbers came out for the final job numbers for 2011. What are the numbers?
Yeah, so these are the QCEW numbers, which basically they come from a census of employers. So you hear reported every month, we lost jobs in May, or we gained jobs in May, we lost jobs in April. You know, those come from monthly estimates And generally the number is reported from a survey of employers. These are more like a census where almost all employers are counted, and it comes from unemployment insurance information. And these are the numbers that came out last week are the verified version of the numbers that Governor Scott Walker started talking about on the campaign trail. Because, if you remember, based on the estimates that we had of, employer job numbers, looked like Wisconsin lost jobs in 2011, his first year in office.
Right.
He came out and said, no, actually, these aren't verified by the feds yet, but we have these new numbers, and we gained jobs in 2011. And he said we gained about 23,000 jobs.
Yeah, so was he right? Did Wisconsin gain jobs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The short answer is on that one, yes, Wisconsin did gain jobs based on those numbers. And in terms of the total number of jobs that were reported by the state and then were verified by the federal government last week, it differed by like 16, out of a couple million jobs. So the federal government basically approved the total job number that Governor Walker was talking about on the campaign. There was in terms of any differences between what you see in the federal numbers and the state numbers, the governor was talking about a 23,000 job gain. If you look at the federal website, it looks like a 19,000 job gain. So about 4,000 difference. But that is largely because the federal numbers that you're comparing them to are constantly being benchmarked. And so it's not necessarily an apples to apples comparison.
All right.
So big picture, though, 23,000 jobs gained or 19,000 jobs gained, however you measure those, how does that compare to the nation in terms of a percentage of, jobs gained? We gained them at a rate about half as fast as the rest of the nation. And Wisconsin was also last in the Midwest in terms of the rate of job growth here. So compared to Illinois or Michigan, Minnesota, any of our neighbors, Wisconsin gained jobs slower than everybody else in the Midwest. So yes, jobs went up in 2011, but Wisconsin was lagging the rest of the Midwest and the nation.
There we go. And the governor is also saying that now that the recall's over, that's gonna get better.
He's been saying that for a while. He also said, though, that that people would hold off on hiring because of the health care law until there's certainty in November. So,
well, speaking of the health care law and November, I meant to ask you this: all the U.S. Senate candidates in Wisconsin are latching onto this decision and making it a part of their campaign?
It was already a big part of the campaign. And really, if you look at their public comments or their stand on the healthcare law, there's barely any difference. Right after the healthcare decision came out, they all came out with statements saying that if I'm elected, I'm going to repeal this law. It's a stark contrast to Democrat Tammy Baldwin, who says, look, this is I support this law. Where it has troubles, we need to work through it, but we need to make this law better, not get rid of it. That's short-sighted. But what you do see Republicans doing, and they have a primary coming up in, about a month and a half here, that they're kind of latching on to comments that Tommy Thompson made in 2006 when he was talking about health care reform. And at the time, Tommy Thompson was saying that this idea of an individual mandate was something that, that the country should look at.
You also got to consider strongly, and I happen to support that, what Massachusetts did, and that is requiring health insurance, the coverage of health insurance. This is a little bit opposed to what Republicans really think or propose. But the truth of the matter is just like automobile insurance, you've got to have coverage. And if you're going to be able to cover the uninsured, you're going to have some degree of a mandate to cover the uninsured.
And it's you sort of got strange bedfellows in this race for Senate, because you have the Conservative Club for Growth, which has just attacked Thompson relentlessly on the issue of health care, bringing up this video and saying, look, here's what he said in 2006. You have Democrats out there saying, look, Tommy Thompson's been all over the place. Look at this video. Here's what he said in 2006. The Thompson campaign has been pushing back pretty aggressively, saying, you know, Tommy came out a couple years later and said the individual mandate wasn't working. He doesn't support the health care law. He wants to fully repeal it. But they find themselves, and he finds himself, playing defense right now in that four-way Republican primary.
Yeah. I saw Governor Walker was on one of the Sunday talk shows this weekend, and he was saying that he thought the individual he doesn't like the individual mandate, and he defended Mitt Romney and for his stand on health care, saying that this really ought to be up to the states. I mean, so does the governor have a better way for the state of Wisconsin?
Governor Walker,
yeah.
You haven't heard it yet. I mean, his own the health care initiative that you've heard from the governor thus far has really been health savings accounts and reducing the state tax on health savings accounts. Yeah. And that was something he did early in his term. Aside from that, and just the decisions he makes with Wisconsin's Medicaid program, which covers a lot of people, we don't know what's going to happen and how he's going to react with this health care law.
All right, Sean. Well, I think we're out of time for now. We'll look forward to hearing what this pension study has to say today and how this recount flushes out. Thanks a lot for being with us.
All right, thanks, Joy.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. And we will welcome in State Representative Therese Brousseau coming up in just a few minutes after the news to talk about her proposal that would allow the public to force a referendum to repeal controversial laws. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.